Hey, Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show on this Friday night. It is time now to head out to the AFC West. And how about the Denver Broncos? Everybody's talking about the Eagles and the Steelers game on Sunday, their undefeated record. But what about the Broncos? As they have had consecutive victories over Carolina and Indianapolis behind quarterback Trevor Siemian. So what better guest to have with us than Nate Jackson, who played for the Broncos in the NFL for 8 years. And he is also, he does it all. He is a New York Times bestselling author of his first book that he released, Slow Getting Up. And there is no downtime for Nate because he's already produced another book that is fascinating. It's a compelling read titled Fantasy Man, a former NFL's descent into brutality of fantasy football. Good evening, Nate. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Okay, so we are looking forward to talking about your new book. We're going to profile that this evening. But before we highlight that, give us some early impressions of your former team, the defending world champs. I mean, what have they shown you?
Well, they look strong. They look to have picked up where they left off. And that's a really difficult thing to do in the NFL. There are 32 teams. Everyone is good. Contrary to popular belief, there are no bad teams in the NFL. And all these guys right now believe that they can win. And so everyone's gunning for the champ. The Broncos lost a lot of guys, especially off the defense, but they seem to be have not missed a beat. They are playing well. The offense is now able to do a few more things than they were last year. And so, yeah, they look good to me.
Okay, author and former NFL wide receiver and tight end Nate Jackson with us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Of course, played with the Denver Broncos, so that's where we are starting off our conversation. Give us your impressions of their new quarterback in Trevor Siemian. I mean, assessment of the job that he's done, because he's looked, I mean, Nate, really solid.
Yeah, well, Gary Kubiak is their head coach, and he's the offensive mind on that team, and he has a specific system in place that the players run, and the quarterback is asked to do some very specific things in that offense. One of them is play action pass and move out of the pocket and throw on the run, and that's something that Peyton Manning wasn't able to do last year. It limited their playbook a little bit last year. Of course, it didn't stop them from being the best football team on planet Earth. We kind of forget sometimes that it's not about the statistics, it's not about the numbers, it's about whether or not you win, and the Broncos did win, and so it's going to be hard to repeat that, but Trevor Siemian is looking pretty strong, very composed. He's an undrafted player, which is very rare to find an undrafted quarterback starting in the NFL, but he seems very confident, and his team is rallying him around him. That's really what's most important. If you have the support of your locker room, we're all in this together. It's not about me individually. It's about the team. Then there's no limit to where you can go.
So is Trevor, what do you think? Is he a short-term solution, or is it just a matter of time before Paxton Lynch gets in there? I mean,
well, they obviously drafted Paxton Lynch because they wanted him to play, but the Broncos seem to have not, as far as the organization and the coaches, their egos are not bigger than their will to win and their ability to see the truth unfold in front of them. And so if they have a player like Trevor Siemian, who's leading his team to victory, I don't think they're going to mess with that recipe. If they keep winning, they're going to keep giving him the start. And as long as he keeps performing, he's going to hold on to that. And, they'll keep Paxton Lynch on the bench until they need him.
Author Nate Jackson with us tonight at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Here in just a moment, we're going to highlight his brand-new book, Fantasy Man, a former NFL player's descent into the brutality of fantasy football. And it's such a pleasure to have him with us tonight. We wanted to pick his brain and talk a little bit about his former team in the Broncos. We have already highlighted offensively, but what have they shown you defensively?
Well, they're a hungry team. They are very confident, and they know that if the team is going to win, then they're going to have to play well. And they're able to rise to the occasion. They swarm around the ball. They're fast. They have the confidence of their coach. Wade Phillips is the defensive coordinator. They love playing for him. They love playing in Denver. They're big personalities, and Gary Kubiak is a coach. He used to be a player. He's comfortable with players. He lets them be themselves. A lot of times in the NFL, coaches will have problems if they go in and try to tamp down guys' personality and not let them be themselves. If they're intimidated by the personalities of these athletes, then their team is going to suffer. And Gary Kubiak is not a man who is intimidated by personalities. He lets them be themselves. He lets them trust their instincts on the football field. He doesn't punish them if they don't make a play. He understands the ebb and flow of a football game, and he understands the ultimate goal is to win. And at the end of the season, day one. And so I think they have a lot of confidence in their ability to stop teams' offenses. And until someone really runs wild on them, they're going to have that confidence.
You know, Nate, you played, what, six seasons with the Broncos. When it's this time of year, how much do you miss it, or do you?
There are elements of the game that I do miss, and for many, many years, when fall came around, I was always playing football, and so the changing of the seasons was always married to the game for me.
Yeah.
And so it has been an adjustment, not having football in my life in the late summer and the early fall. I do miss the competition. I miss the camaraderie. I miss that feeling in the air in the city, especially in the city of Denver. I grew up in San Jose as a 49er fan, and the Broncos were kind of a rival of ours. At least we played them in the Super Bowl, and I didn't know anything about Denver until I got shipped out there, and I had 2 hours' notice when that did happen. I got a tap on my shoulder when I was playing for the 49ers, and
yeah,
they said, "Hey, we've traded you to Denver, buddy, and your flight leaves in 2 hours. Good luck. Pack a bag. We'll see you." So it was a whirlwind experience, but I ended up falling in love with the city. I still have a home there. I have a lot of friends there. I do have a lot of nostalgia involved with the way I feel about the team, but there are elements of it that I don't miss. I don't miss being in constant pain and having constant rehabilitation for injuries and constant work on my body. And I don't miss sitting in meetings for 4 hours every single day listening to coaches speak. I don't miss that. I don't miss not being able to speak up when I disagreed with something happening. Football players are told to shut up and play, and they don't get to speak up about their own feelings about the subject on which they are experts. They are the experts in the room,
yeah,
but they're not consulted, and so that's one thing I don't miss.
Nate, how are you physically? How do you feel when you wake up in the morning?
I feel pretty good now. But it's taken a long time to kind of get to the point where a lot of my injuries have died down. It's taken a lot of work, a lot of effort to realign my body. You know, I've had a couple surgeries since I stopped playing. I probably will have to have more surgeries. It takes a constant maintenance of your body and an unclenching of what used to be clenched. You know, when you play football is a very counterintuitive sport when it comes to protecting the human body. Typically, if a very large object were barreling down on you in the street, you would move out of the way of that large object. In football, you are not allowed to do that. In fact, you have to hit that large object with your head as hard as you can. And so these are not things that you can really apply to the real world. And when guys leave the sport, their bodies are used to that hunched over, forward-leaning, explosive head-first violence that no questions asked, yes, sir, may I have another mentality that does not translate to life after. Physically and mentally, there is a transition that's difficult, but I think that if guys commit themselves to it, they can do it.
Former NFL wide receiver and tight end, of course, played with the Denver Broncos. He is now an author. Nate Jackson with us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're going to transition. Let's highlight and shine the spotlight on your new book, Fantasy Man, a former NFL's player's descent into the brutality of fantasy football. So, Nate, tell me this. What can readers look forward to when they open up the book?
Well, they can look forward to a former NFL player diving into the world of fantasy football and exploring all the contradictions and all of the kind of the intrinsic silliness that goes along with the fantasy football world versus the reality of football and the nuance of what it's actually like to be in the locker room. But I play fantasy football now with my old high school, childhood, and college buddies. They invited me to come into their leagues after I was done, and I did it reluctantly, and then turned out to be a fun thing for us to do to stay connected. We get together at the end of every summer and have our draft, and that's where the book starts off, at our fantasy football draft, drinking beers and making fun of each other like we do so well. And it just follows last season, the 2015 season, as a former NFL player playing fantasy football. So it's kind of a fun romp through the NFL on both sides of that fence, and I think people will enjoy it.
Well, has it filled the void? I mean, obviously, you love the sport of football. I mean, now it's a vicarious thrill, and you don't have any injuries, right?
That's true, yeah. The brutality part in the subtitle is a little bit tongue-in-cheek because there's nothing physically at stake for us when we play fantasy football. The brutality was more the way we treat the players who are on our fantasy teams. We don't really have much regard for their lives or their feelings, but they are human beings. They do feel pain. They do get sad. And part of me writing my first book and this book as well It was an attempt to humanize these guys and to show what they actually go through.
Hey, Nate Jackson with us at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show, author of his new book, Fantasy Man. We're going to continue the conversation after this quick timeout.